Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
The best advice I will ever impart on this audience, and I mean the best advice I'm ever going to impart on this audience, is take the elevator at Patterson. Take the elevator, because we have equipment with us, which is not bad, but when you go up the steepest stairs in the United States of America, I think I'm still out of breath.
Are you?
Yeah. When you started to go up the stairs, I'm like, all right, I can do that. I really was looking forward to that elevator, but oh boy. So we're up here. We're a huffing and a puffing. We got the baseball this weekend at Patterson Stadium. We got the number 9 team in the country, the Fighting Lachlan McLeans of Virginia, that are going to be here. Oh, but all that pales in comparison, Mark Blankenbaker. How about yesterday afternoon into the night for Louisville fans looking at Kentucky fans with the Spider-Man meme going, oh, is that you? Is that me? How's it going over there?
Because now Louisville fans get to use all the same jokes that Kentucky used against
Big boy
Louisville.
Coaching search.
Yeah, now big boy coaching search. You know, watch how we do it. Louisville fan.
Yeah.
And then now it's like egg on your face. The humbling is what's happening. And the humbling and the rewrites.
The rewrites.
The BBN rewrites.
I don't know. We got receipts on Strieble yesterday in real time.
Oh, I know.
That was the best part. I mean, I went to Twin Peaks because I wanted to see a grown man spontaneously combust.
I
thought he might actually explode or implode. I didn't know which one.
I would have paid admission to be there.
You could have gone for free and gotten the bacon. The bacon is
the
greatest thing.
Well, I mean, you gotta charge admission at Jim Patterson today because it's an ACC game.
Yeah, whole $5 how much the JV baseball
have,
game
but they
or whatever
have,
it is.
Food trucks and everything. But I would have paid a hefty amount to be at Twin Peaks yesterday.
It was fun, I'm not going to lie. It was fun. And Jeff Lightsey Jr. might have been the perfect human being to egg him on.
He was so great.
He was absolutely the perfect person to be there with him with Strieble. We'll play some of the real-time audios. Phil Baker also equally perfect to prod, just putting quarters in the Strieble machine. Just quarter after quarter after quarter in the Strieble machine.
But, and you could see it building. Like the one thing Lightsey did really well is he threw in a little Pope in the first hour.
Yeah.
A little bit of Pope in the second hour.
And then
it exploded. And because he got Strieble to say, no, we're not doing Mark Pope. He's tier three.
No, you can't do that. Yeah.
And then it's Mark Pope.
Man, it's a thing of beauty. The funny thing is, I don't know that Mark Pope's going to be good or bad, but it's all of the bravado and all the crap they gave Louisville. Oh, hey, you guys can't even get who you want. You thought you'd get Scott Drew. We'll go get Scott Drew.
And then
his family flew to Lex and looked around and said, nah.
Exactly. Well, it was awesome because Chip Gaines sent, after the Scott Drew announcement in the morning, Chip Gaines sent Scott Drew some cupcakes, being like, and then Scott Drew's tweeting out the cupcakes from Chip Gaines. So Chip Gaines won the day before because he was just dunking on Kentucky.
Yeah, again, I didn't know.
Before.
I still don't know who with Chip Gaines.
I know.
Why he's important to anyone. I don't even know who he was. I know he was. Literally didn't know who he was till yesterday.
So it was awesome. And then, you know, just the whole Strieble thing. Big boy programs, and Matt Jones is out there saying this is going to happen or that's going to happen. He's wrong at every single turn.
Here's the reason people are wrong at every turn, because the administrators are wrong at every turn. I believe Matt's got good sources. I had good sources, despite what Bob Valvano wants to think about when I was going through stuff. It wasn't some rich friend of mine, Bob. I'll tell you someday who it was. An actual source. So it wasn't.
I know who your source is.
Yeah, exactly. And so the people that are in People that are informed are being misled too.
It's
not like bad sourcing, but like I'm sure if somebody close to Mitch Barnhart is telling somebody something, that's what Mitch Barnhart thinks.
Right.
And that he's going to get Scott Drew.
And the humbling of BBN, this is honestly, like, having gone through it, one of the worst times to go through a coaching search. Like there's not like a home run,
no,
big name.
No, there's not.
You have to, if you get down your list, and Jay Wright and Billy Donovan and Scott Drew and all these
other
guys.
And that's as deep as the list goes.
Dan Hurley, whatever.
Yeah, that,
they all say no.
Yeah.
Then you got to project something. You got to say, that guy looks like the next dude.
Yeah. Well, and Mark Pope may very well be that. I don't know. Wouldn't have been on our list.
We talked about it.
I mean, this is their Kenny Payne, potentially.
Former player who won a national championship. By the way, Rick Pitino says, if Mark Pope becomes the head coach of the University of Kentucky, it would be a dream for me, as he was the captain of one of the best teams ever constructed at Kentucky.
Well, he's right about that last part. Yeah. That team was unbelievable.
Right.
You know what?
Pope, I mean, he was 10-8 in the Big 12, but it's kind of like what you always argue with Counselor Byrne about.
Yeah.
You know, Jeff Bromwell.
Only two games over 500 at Purdue. Yeah, you're right. It's a good point.
BYU, top 25 at BYU. You're projecting. He hasn't done it yet. He's been okay. He's been good. He's been solid at BYU.
Yeah.
But you don't replace John Calipari with Mark Pope.
At Kentucky, yeah.
Right.
Like, at least you wouldn't think.
If you let him walk, if you let John Calipari walk out the door – And not give him the support and basically give him the cold shoulder like Mitch Barnhart and the Kentucky fan base did, that happened. You can't whiff on all your top targets. And so now I think Kentucky fans in open revolt. And
I am stunned that Scott Drew said no. I'm more stunned that the fourth choice was Mark Pope. I'm stunned that there wasn't anyone else. I mean, I thought you'd go back to Hurley with even more money. But here's the thing. I don't know that any of these coaches are worth the money. You're better off investing that money in players.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to. If you know, wherever the, I don't know, $10 million gap or so between what they were going to pay Hurley and what they're going to pay Pope, let's say it's eight, whatever the gap is, if that money can go toward players, that's probably a better expenditure of funds than paying a coach.
Yeah.
Although Hurley's pretty damn good.
Oh, man, Hurley's great.
He's just destroyed, Hurley,
yeah. I mean, yeah, I think he'd probably be worth...
But I don't know. Again,
10,
give me
12.
But he was the same coach at, Rhode Island before that? You know, arm a coach that is at the equivalent, which might be Pope, with $8 million extra of NIL, and they're going to look a lot better.
Right.
They're
going to look a lot better. Thing we're talking about here with Pat Kelsey. I think Pat Kelsey's is a good X's and O's coach. I think he can also recruit with the war chest that we've given him.
Yeah.
And, you know, this weekend's a great example of that.
Oh,
but yesterday was just one of the best all-time days on the internet for rivalry.
Yes.
I mean, as soon as Scott Drew said no to Baylor, I don't know if you saw this, but the Mexican restaurant that Scott Drew ate at the day before, Kentucky fans were killing the Google reviews of that Mexican restaurant, and then Baylor fans were coming in giving it 5-star reviews. They were actually battling in the Google reviews of a Mexican restaurant.
Nobody knew existed until 2 days ago. I got to think. I think that guy who called the restaurant probably really hurt Kentucky's
chances. Didn't help their chances.
Yeah.
Didn't
probably
help.
Really did not. Probably did not help.
Yeah.
In fact, probably hurt their chances.
I mean, you know, these are low profile people. Like, you know, Scott Drew is a high-profile person who wants to keep a low profile. And if he can go to a Mexican restaurant in Waco, Texas, and get phone calls and get harassed by Kentucky fans, he knows that there's nowhere on earth that Kentucky fans won't be able to reach him.
Oh, my gosh. So do you think there's any a Schiano-style possibility of a revolt here?
You think that's on the clock? Like, it's possible,
I don't think so, because he's one of their own. And I think what people are going to do is what people did with Kelsey, the different stages of grief and then excitement.
Acceptance.
Yeah, acceptance and then excitement. Because if you see, you know, he's... You know, there's videos of him everywhere. He's rapping Hamilton. He's like, you know, he's telling a story about Walter McCarty. It was a great story. It was a great story, unfortunately, about how good of a coach Pitino was, that they were beating athletes in action like 22 to 2, and they go on like a 4-0 run. Rick calls timeout, rips them apart. You're going to pay for this tomorrow. Walter McCarty's scared to death. Like, and they went, it was a 4-0 run. They scored back-to-back possessions. But really, it's just – so – I mean, I think the one thing that they'll kind of enjoy about it is, like, it'll be okay to mention those years because the guy played for him. Because it's, like, around here, too. Oh, like, Petito, oh, don't say his name. The Denny guys will get mad.
Right.
Don't say that. And it's kind of over there, like, oh, don't say Rick. He left. And now it's, like, the guy was – I actually enjoy the part that, like, Petito can actually be –
like
talked about. You can utter his word. It's not saying Beetlejuice three times.
Without messing with John Calipari's ego. And you know, that.
Yeah.
And you know, they're this.
And here. Like,
yeah.
For even
oh,
like.
Totally.
Chris Mack. I mean, not as much in Chris Mack, but a little bit of Chris Mack. And certainly during Kenny Payne. Oh, don't mention Rick Pitino.
Oh, it got under Mack's skin if you ever brought up something from, you know, the Pitino era. And like,
that's
literally.
That's just stupid.
And like, that's one of the things I think Pat Kelsey, he probably understands this already,
yeah.
but he may not. But like, you know, we appreciate good basketball in this town. So there might be a time where you're like, hey, look at Dan Hurley up there, man. He's killing it. He's awesome. And that can't affect your ego if you're the Louisville or Kentucky basketball coach, because there's good coaches everywhere. You know, doesn't mean we don't like you. You know, you gotta just do that. So.
I did see a funny tweet. I used to work with this girl, Miranda Cove. She says, I feel like we got a degree in aviation this week. That is true. The tracking of the planes was, come on, y'all, just stop.
Right.
Just stop. Oh, they're like the crafts plane. We're going all over. Yeah, well, they own a bunch of business. That's why they own a plane.
Right, because they're going places all the time.
Where was the tracking of Provo, Utah?
Nobody was in Utah.
Yeah, off the set.
The craft plane did not go to Utah. They sent it to New Jersey, and everybody's like, oh, it's going to be Shaheen Holloway. It's going to be – they're trying again with Danny Hurley.
Do we have the Strible audio? It's fantastic.
Yeah, I've got it.
This is in real time yesterday as it was beginning.
At 5 o'clock, we have a Masters update at 4:46.
Are you sitting down?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
I can tell.
Okay. We need some breaking news music.
Zach, hit the breaking news music.
Yeah, Steve Rubbish and others have texted the personal bat phone, if you will.
Okay.
Sources. BYU's Mark Pope is a candidate for the head coaching vacancy at Kentucky.
No.
Pope was a member of the 1996 national title team in Lexington.
Yes, he was.
Phil,
what did you
do? You want to see this? Do you want to see this?
Phil.
John Rothstein.
Ooh, that's a legit source. That's not BB and Billy. That's John Rothstein, baby. Now, Phil, what did you just say? Someone that Barnhart can control. Someone that will play by the UK rules. That is Mark Pope. That's what I just said it.
Yeah,
I just said it. It's going that way, man. It's not a Group of Five school. It is a Power Five school, BYU. He's a good, clean guy. No baggage. I mean, he's a Mormon. You just read his religious background from Wikipedia. Come on, baby. It's happening, baby.
Steve, you good? You got Sweetie coming up in 20 minutes, baby.
No.
Yes.
Not good.
Yes.
I'm so glad
they came from Ross.
I can't do Mark Pope.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Lightsey was just.
Yes, you can. No. Yes, you
there,
can.
There's even more audio in there if we could get that 3 o'clock hour, that 3 o'clock hour, this 5 o'clock hour.
And so Strible.
Oh, my gosh.
Sit over here and watch a big boy program.
Yeah.
Search.
I believe that. Yeah. We need to find some of those receipts, too, right?
And then Matt Jones, back when Scott Drew said no, Louisville with the whiff.
Yeah.
And you're just like, now you get to reuse all this stuff and just put it in their face. It's like, this is how this goes. It's the worst time ever to do a coaching search and think you're going to go get a big name.
Oh, man.
It just is. So,
that was fun. It's a lot of fun. It's actually very telling the way things are in sports anymore, that your tradition doesn't matter that much. And I'm talking about here, too. I mean, people had these, big names. First of all, guys become big names. They can make themselves into big names with the facilities and the money that you have at a place like this or Kentucky. And that's, I think people are starting to realize that, man, people are happy at their jobs. There's a lot of good jobs. There used to be only, a handful of jobs where you get paid a ton of money, have all these resources. And now I think people get the jobs and they're like, nah, I'm good.
Well, I think now your NIL matters more than your tradition.
Yes, absolutely.
And so do you have the NIL backing where you are? And, so Danny Hurley clearly does. He's won two national championships. Scott Drew does. He's always in the top 15, and he's happy. Billy Donovan, I don't think he's wanting to leave the NBA before, because I think he probably wants to go back to the NBA if he takes a college job. So
I don't know. I'm surprised that if Donovan let this linger again, why did he let it linger? I mean, certainly if he wanted the Kentucky or the Louisville job, he could have had it.
Maybe
he
just spoke
both
inquired. I mean, he just likes the chase.
Third time?
Yeah, he told you no three times. Jay Wright doesn't want to come out of retirement because he doesn't want to deal with
it. Wright was
stuff.
Never a candidate.
Well, and that was the other thing. The BBN rewrites are amazing. like I think Keith Farmer's like, Scott Drew was never offered the job. I'm like, stop. Stop.
Just stop. You know, he flew his family. Well, here's the thing. People can say that. It's kind of like, well, I never talked to that school. Okay, never offer the job. People are talk salaries and aren't officially offered the job. Hey, what about this? If you start to structure contracts.
Right.
And, yeah, you can technically say he was never offered the job because, yeah, they flew him up, flew his family in, look around, but no, it's not to the – can we have you? Can I get a yes or no?
Correct. Because you're going to get offered the job. If is $9 million acceptable, $9 million would be acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to offer you the job.
Yeah, or $9 million, have the family come up and look around. Let me know what you think tomorrow. I might never in that sentence say, the job is yours if you want it. But I think it's been pretty clear that throughout the process.
The job is yours.
The job is yours if you want it.
Right.
You're getting to that stage.
That
so.
BBN rewrites, that's one of those that I'm talking about.
And again, that's probably what Mitch Barnhart has told people. I never actually offered him the job.
Correct, but we know what the reality
is. I know. I'm just saying that happened here, too. I mean, it's like you could say, whoever was, Scott Drew might never, quote, been.
They turned us down.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. It's my ego is not that fragile
to
say Scott Drew didn't turn us down. No, he did. And that's okay. We talked about it.
But you can spin things and go, well, we talked salary and he was talking staff and. And I told him to get back to me tomorrow morning, and he told me he was happy where he was. Okay, so nowhere in that sentence did I offer someone the job, but
you got turned down.
Yes.
You got turned down. And
I didn't ask her to prom. No, I broke up with her.
No, I broke up with her before she broke up with me.
Well, I broke up with me.
Okay. If your ego is that fragile, fine. It's over. Your relationship's done. They said no, whatever. And it was one of those days that was just awesome because of all the two sides of the mouth from Kentucky fans. There was a great video. I forgot who put it out there, who tracked all the tweets of every turn about their opinion and how it changed and how they pivoted.
Which,
and,
by the way, it was, same thing happened here.
Oh, I know.
Same thing happened here.
But we got railed for
it. Oh, well, yeah.
And so now if we take – if we get railed over it, they're going to get railed
over it. No, it's so funny because it's exactly what we did here. It's exactly what they made – Big Blue Nation made fun of Louisville fans for when Louisville fans get excited, as they should, about Pat Kelsey.
Yes.
And then the exact same thing happened to them a week later. Are you kidding me?
This is fantastic. So, and there was
There was
even a moment yesterday where 24/7 put out a report from its actual account. Like, it's not fake.
Yeah.
That Kenny Payne was a candidate for the job.
My God.
And I'm like, there's no way.
They
ended up deleting it. But that's part of the craziness of yesterday was that the internet, if you were a Kentucky fan or a Louisville fan watching Kentucky fans, it was on freaking fire.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I didn't think the Pope stuff was real until I get the notification from the Herald Leader. Mark Pope appears to be in line to be the next Kentucky coach. And I'm like, no, stop it. I get onto a Twitter space. I get my college roommate who's from Paintsville, lives in California, on there. It was like, this is your life. By the way, we're getting a Max Diener appearance here. He's going to break down UFC
awesome.
300 for us and going to tell us who to bet on.
Is that tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Diener boys will be hosting another watch party for that. I don't know if I can get any. I need some UFC themed stuff. I don't know. I got to talk to my guy.
Like, what do you do? Just get UFC 300? Is it like a T-shirt or?
I mean, if you get the official gear, I don't know. I'm just some. It'd be nice to have. That's our thing now. We host UFC fight. Not the fight nights because that's different than the numbered events. Believe me, I'm learning all this from my son. So yeah, it's a big one. This is 300. Max has strong opinions. He really likes a couple of these guys. So get your pen and pad out, and we'll make some picks here for us.
Okay, so you're gonna be betting.
Get my son on the
show. We're
gonna
be betting.
How funny
this.
Is this?
That's
yes.
gonna be awesome.
I'm gonna send Chase my son's phone number. Which, by the way, we get him a new phone, and I don't know what the deal is. You have to be at the house to sign for it from FedEx. I waited home yesterday. I went up and walked Chip. Damn, FedEx showed up for the third time while I was out walking the dog. Can you just leave it at the door?
Well, or take it to a processing center so that you can pick it up.
Yeah, because I'm switching phone companies again.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, yeah, because T-Mobile started charging too much, and now Spectrum's internet and phone deal is all you got to do. You just got to keep make these companies.
You just got to keep shifting.
Beg. You just make them beg.
Keep shifting around.
Make them beg.
And T-Mobile
I used T-Mobile
for you in Panama City.
Yeah, that was kind of a breaking point
for me.
Where are
you going with this time?
I'm going back Spectrum.
Back to Spectrum.
Not for TV, but for internet and phones, because you can get a really good deal
there.
So
you're not going to see lock.
No, I won't have to see lock, but I'm going to save a crap ton of money. They're going to give you a gift card.
Right.
You know, when you bring your own phone, it's
Locke
a way to go.
Was a part of the internet yesterday. He was fighting with angry Kyle Tucker. And, you know, that was just
was,
one of those.
What was that?
Like, they were talking about.
I missed that. Please do tell.
Kyle Tucker was saying, I don't understand Danny Hurley. Basically, like, Lexington is one of the best places I've ever lived. And then Lachlan came back with, like, because, I mean, Lexington's as basic as it gets. I mean, come on. Like, if you're liking. And then, so
although they've gotten a lot. I will say, Lexington has improved a lot in some of the outlying areas of Nicholasville Road. I mean,
sure.
There's some more restaurants
growing
than there used to be. But
they're
not
O'Charlie's.
It's fine.
Yes. Yeah. So that's pretty nice. But no, you know, so there got to a battle about where I've lived, and then Lachlan came in with like London and Madrid, Spain, or something like that. They were battling over places they've lived. It was great.
They battled over places.
Yeah, because Kyle Tucker's like, why would you want to stay in stores when you could come to the metropolis, you know, oasis of Lexington, Kentucky?
It's fine, though. I mean, it's. There's nothing wrong. I mean, most of the college towns aren't like, gyms that you have to go visit. And,
I get it.
You know, supper clubs every which way but loose.
Supper club can't wait for next Thursday.
You and the supper club.
Down there at Claremont, down there with Jim Beam. We're going to do the
Mr. Supper Club.
If the weather's nice, we're doing the Keeneland Supper Club double. And they're putting out an Overholt rye down there at Supper Club. It's a brand new product from Jim Beam. Cannot freaking wait for it.
Mr. Supper Club.
Can't wait. It's gonna be awesome.
Yes.
You
want to
go? I could probably get you.
No, I don't want to go to a supper club.
Best dinner you'll have this year.
That's fine.
For
I don't.
Sure.
I'm just, you know, the bacon at
it's
Twin
so
Peaks,
good.
It's all I need. I don't need the finest meats and cheeses.
I don't
like a long sit-down dinner. I hate it, as a matter of fact.
But it's paired with cocktails at every
fine.
Turn.
That's fine.
And they have music, and it's awesome.
Yeah,
and
you know what?
Freddie Noe.
They've got beer and televisions and bacon. That keeps me happy.
Yeah. So you're going to go to the 502 Circle event that night down there at 15.
What?
The 502 Circle for the members. That if you've given the 502 Circle, and you
have drop the dime.
They're having next Thursday. They're going to have an event down. It's in the Whiskey Row area. I forget which restaurant it is, but it's a 502 Circle event for the donors.
Okay,
you should go down there.
I'm a donor, huh?
You should go.
I'm a donor.
Yeah, you're.
It's
you
fun
are
to say.
A donor. You are a contributor.
I'm a donor.
To the collective.
I'm a
and
donor.
You should be there. And if I wasn't going to go to Supper Club, I would have gone to that. So.
Supper Club just sounds like
I'm
so ancient.
Up. I'm just booked up.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a little
I know. I know. I know. I know. I know. All right. Well, we had to work through a lot of maneuvering here, but we do have Max Diener on the line. We had to go through his agent. This is the last time you'll hear him on this phone. They tried to deliver it again yesterday, bud, and I was walking Chip, so sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning. good morning. All right. So, you've got. I know we'll go. Let's just start with the. I'm gonna go last to first on the ones you gave me because people want gonna want your picks on this. Tell me why we're what's interesting about this Figueiredo and Cody Garbrandt fight. If I'm saying that right.
The Figueiredo
yes.
and Cody Garbrandt. They're both former champions. Figueiredo is a former champion of the flyweight division, and Garbrandt is the former champion of the bantamweight division, which is 125 pounds and 135 pounds. Cody's been on a little bit of a dry streak of, wait, not a dry streak, but he's lost most of his last fights. And Figueiredo has lost his belt, sadly, but now they're going to go ahead in the bantamweight division, which is 135 pounds, and see if they can get a number one contender's belt and see if they can go for the belt.
So who do you want to win? Who do you think will win?
I like both these fighters. It's hard because I usually pick one of my favorite fighters in each weight division, so I just have somebody to cheer for usually on every card. And these are my two favorite fighters in two divisions, so it's hard to pick. But we saw Cody Garbrandt fight in person at UFC 296 at Las Vegas. So
that's the guy I liked, right? Is that the guy I liked?
Yep, you like his walkout, yeah.
Yeah, but he's a big underdog in this. Figueroa's a big favorite. I mean, should he be that big of a favor, or should we take the value on Garbrandt?
I mean, Figueiredo's very violent for his weight class. He's considered maybe the most violent for the 125 division. He's stepping up, so we have to see if he really can make it in the 135-pound division. And I think Cody Garbrandt has a lot of untapped potential we haven't seen yet. So it's going to be really hard to beat.
Got to make a pick, bud. Got to make a pick.
I'll pick Cody Garbrandt.
Okay. All right. That sounds like who you want to win, not who you think will win. But we'll allow it. We'll get value on that.
We'll allow it.
Okay. Let's go. Okay. What overall though about 300 here? I mean, it's obviously a round number, but what else is special about this, just in general?
Well, special things about this, obviously, the number I'm like Super Bowl, so this is 300. It's gonna be a big one. So they usually do something special for each one. This time, the floor of the canvas is going to be blue. It's not going to be white like your normal UFC fight. It's going to be a light blue on the floor. And usually knockout bonuses are $50,000 to give fighters incentive to knock each other out. But for UFC 300, it's $300,000. So they'll have to go into these fights way more pumped up.
$300,000 if you get a submission or a knockout? Or is it just a knockout?
Just a knockout.
I think it's a finish. So I think it's also a submission.
Okay. Yeah, somebody taps out.
So no TKOs is what we don't want.
Yeah.
Well, not that as much as like go into a decision.
To a decision. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Right. So let's see the other one. I can't pronounce half these names. Oliveira and
I know.
And Armin.
Armin.
Yeah.
Sarukian. Yeah. So Armin Sarukian, he's a prospect coming up. He's ranked 4 in his division. Charles Oliveira is a former champ of the lightweight division, and he's a number one contender right now. So this is what you call a number one contender's bout. Whoever wins this usually is going to go fight for the belt. Armin, he's on a little bit of a hype train coming from prelims. This is going to be his first overcard fight. And Charles Oliveira is usually the fan favorite in this division. So I got to go Charles Oliveira.
All right, Oliveira, you got there. It's another underdog at plus 185. All right. Zhang Will and Yan, however, the Zian and that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's Zhang Willie, she's really good in the strawweight division.
Oh, this is the female fight. This is, because you said there's like three or four fight. Of these.
Yep, these are the first two Chinese fighters to ever go head-to-head in the UFC ever for the strawweight division. Women go down to 115, and this is the lightest weight division they have in the UFC.
So are you liking this one, Willie or Rian?
Willie.
Okay.
Zhang Willie.
Yeah, she's a huge favorite. So that's
very big favorite.
Huge, huge favorite. All right, then Max Holloway and Justin Gaethje.
Gaethje. All these guys have weird last names.
Yeah.
Max Holloway stepping up from the 145 division. He's a former champ, and Justin Gaethje is the reigning champion of the BMF belt. Stands for baddest mother effer. I can't say it on radio. Sorry.
I don't think he can.
It's an actual belt. It's in the lightweight division.
It is an actual belt?
That's what they call it?
It's the one we held at the UFC 296.
Stadium. Okay. Yeah.
It's very cool. Justin Gaethje's usually in that division, and then Max Holloway came up at it like 10 pounds. So I got to go with Justin Gaethje in that one. But it's going to be a really equal fight and fun to watch because they're insane fighters.
So Gaethje's who you want and think will win in that one?
Yes.
Okay. And then the main event here is Hill and Pereira, two names I can actually pronounce. Who do you want to win? Who do you think will win here? It's pretty even.
I think Pereira, and I want Pereira. So Pereira recently just broke the punch record in UFC with his non-dominant hand. So he's going to be a really heavy hitter. Sadly, he's not that much of a grappler because he comes from a kickboxing background, and Jamal Hill has a little bit of wrestling, and he's been bred in MMA. And Hill is coming back to the UFC off an ACL tear. So I think he doesn't have what he used to have, so I'm going to have to go with Pereira.
All right, anybody else on the card that you got to pick for, either maybe an upset or anything else that's interesting to watch? Because I don't know any of these storylines. You know all of them.
Right.
What else is interesting on there? They got Holly Holm and Kayla Harrison. I'm just looking down the card. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's anybody else.
I like if you can find Bo Nickel versus Cody Brundage. Mm-hmm. I think I like Bo Nickel there. He is a
massive favorite.
He's
minus 1,600. Yeah.
Yeah. He's my favorite in the middleweight division. He is a three-time NCAA Penn State wrestling champion. He was really, really good in college, and he's undefeated right now in the UFC with both knockouts and submissions, so he can do everything, and he's not just a hype train. So
where
I feel
did you
like
learn all of this,
yes,
by the way?
Are you?
Where did you learn all of this?
Well, you go online, sometimes you scroll, and then sometimes you go into their Twitter and Instagram pages, and they just post stuff. So I've been following up a lot of them.
Yeah, I know. It hit me about a year ago, and he knew everything on screen. Yep. So, all right. Well, enjoy class. You hopefully will make the audience some money, and we'll have fun tomorrow night. And hopefully, the phone will be there.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
All right, see you, Max. Max Diener knows everything.
Handicapper.
Hey, but knows everything.
He knows everything. He's talking about the
non-dominant hand, the bad MF-er belt.
Like the belts and divisions and where they're from and the first Chinese fighter ever.
Right, so like when you watch it with him, like this is what I'm getting. You know, when you watch sports like with your dad, they explain baseball to you or whatever. And no, it's the reverse of this. So
yeah, I was blown away by that.
Yeah.
So Max Diener just coming in, dominating UFC 300.
Yeah.
And hopefully those picks work out for everybody.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll continue along here. As we are here at Patterson Stadium. That's, you know, we're over here because it's a big weekend. Taking on number 9 UVA. Got the series win last weekend. Excuse me.
Right?
Yeah, 6 o'clock tonight.
Choked up.
Yeah, that's when you can step in.
Yeah. No, Virginia is an extremely good team. They obviously swept NC State over the weekend, lost to Western Kentucky on Tuesday. Louisville did. But, you know, Western Kentucky beat Texas Baptist. You know, they're really good this year, Western Kentucky is. That was an extra innings. Louisville, they need to win another ACC series.
They're 6-6 in the ACC, so
yes.
It's go time. You know, this is one you'd like to get a series win here if you're sitting here at 500. Because teams that are 500 in their conference make runs in the tournament
the
time.
Sure they do.
They can go the other way, too.
Don't want to miss the ACC tournament
this
year. You want to be in it. You want to get selected. And, you know, I want to be a host site, you know, if I can. I mean, it's not looking – if what you have ahead of you, you can do that here in Louisville because you've just played so many really good programs down the stretch here, and we're at the halfway point of the ACC. If you beat Virginia, you might be on something.
Yeah. I'm getting texts. We're like, is that really Max talking?
That's really Max Diener. What happened?
We have an actual – because I took them up on it because the guys keep giving us a lot of guests. I lined up an actual UFC guest. What I think we should do is just play Max's analysis and have this guy analyze his analysis at 9 o'clock.
That might be fun.
So, Chase, I don't know if you can clip up any of the – you know, a couple of those answers there about dudes I can't even pronounce
that he's
correcting me on the pronunciations and then giving me the backstories. But this is what it's like watching a fight with him. That's why it's – he's like, that's the guy you liked out in Vegas. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I don't quite remember why I liked him. I'm sure it'll dawn on me when I see him.
Something clicked. And if you're watching with Max, it's probably a lot more interesting than watching just without anybody that knows anything about it.
Okay, so I asked you this yesterday. Bird Hit Ryan is the official anniversary of my time here.
Yeah.
And it's apparently today is my anniversary of joining ESPN.
Today
is.
So this is the 11-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Crunchzone.com broke that news.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we broke that news. Mike Lindsay did. And so
I wonder who his source was.
Yeah,
maybe his little league teammate.
Drew Diener is leaving KRD going to ESPN Louisville. That was the news 11 years ago today.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Yeah, because it was a Friday. Yeah, well, that Friday was my first day. I think people knew on the 11th.
On the 11th.
Because I got a call from Bill Gentry, who was the GM, or a text. He was, because the next day was my last day.
He's like bring your
playbook. Hey, can you come on by the office? I was like, yeah, should I bring my playbook?
Yeah.
And he's like, just kind of laughed and we didn't really want to have a goodbye party for you tomorrow. I'm like, I get it. Yeah. I drove from his office, went to Jason Anderson's show, went right on the air.
And
then we were live on remote the next morning. Eric Wood, Tom Jurich were the first. Eric Wood was the first guest.
Oh, really? Okay.
Eric Wood was the first guest from a place in the mall. I don't even remember. So,
were you able to do your backside derby coverage that year?
Yes.
Was it all set up?
Yes.
By then?
Yeah. Because
that's a quick turnaround to do a remote like that.
I did a remote the first day of my show.
Oh, you did?
That's what I'm saying, at the mall. I did a show that day.
Yeah. So you did you do it at the food court?
No, it was Phil Baker will remember. It was like a hat store or something. I don't remember. It's not there anymore, I don't think. But somebody can remember, can remind me.
The malls have changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
11 years.
Yeah. But yeah, the stores, you think? Yeah. All right. We'll continue along. And we're over here, Patterson, where this weekend you're going to have 3 games, 6 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 1 o'clock. All right. We got to step aside. We'll get to Ethan Moore here. Excuse me. This morning is as we roll along with you. And a reminder to get over where we were yesterday to Fitness Market, where if you are, last night was a great example of it. I was, you know, I didn't get a chance to work out yesterday. I was too busy enjoying Strebel melting down.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? I still need to get a sweat on. So I last night, before I went to bed, boom, got like a 20, 30 minute sweat in there. Felt great. Slept great.
And it was just one of those examples of cardboard heroes. Thank you, Nate Huber.
Boom.
I don't know if that was it or not. It may have been one. Yeah, cardboard heroes. Anyway, I digress. Got that sweat in, and it was I was able to sleep. Everything claims they help you sleep. The sauna actually does.
It really does.
You get rid of the toxins. You can do it before bed, which is great, too. You know, like, it feels good. It feels good to feel warmth in there. And you can sit and read Twitter as Big Blue Nation implodes. So that's what I was doing.
More of the implosion.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get back to that. Yeah. We'll get back to that. So that's where we tell you to go. Fitness Market. And when you get over there, tell me to just talk about him here in the Diener Show.
You about ready to see Big Boy Coach Search? This is big. This ain't piddly kitty time. Fart around Coach Search.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Too late to apologize, huh?
Yeah.
We're going to have some fun with the bumper music. We're over here at Patterson Stadium. There's a big series this week, and there's only three home ACC series remaining the rest of the season. So you got this weekend, you got Clemson on the 26th and 28th, and then Notre Dame after that in May, and that's it. So
We have some road series in there, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah, but I'm saying at home. These are the last home ACC series, and we got Kentucky on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. So, yeah, it's playing around that.
Are we going to make up that game that's supposed to be at UK?
I don't know.
Because Kentucky is having a very good baseball season.
It's tough. A lot of times it's tough to make up these midweek games. To line up schedules, it's get around a midweek game, it's tough to reschedule. So we'll have all those games for you, obviously, this weekend. Big shout-out to David Blake here, who just brought us
Yeah, man. Breakfast from Chick-fil-A.
And the catering they got may have to get the UFC 300 party catered by a little Chick-fil-A tomorrow.
As well.
Nobody can complain about that, I bet.
He was just telling us that he did 270 athletic teams this year. In 2023. So, that's a ton.
Yeah, sounds like a lot. Sounds like a lot, yes.
And that's just that category. They just, Chick-fil-A, you see the drive-thru that they do.
Yeah.
They also have catering down the same way. So, shout out to Chick-fil-A Barshawn Road and Chick-fil-A Stony Brook. They're always
taking care of us. Yeah, we're partial. We're partial over there.
Very, very partial.
We got Ethan Moore with us as we are out here at Patterson Stadium. Ethan, I don't even want to point you in a direction. How much did you enjoy the internet yesterday?
Good morning, gentlemen. It was hilarious. The absolute best case scenario from a UofL fan's point of view. You had all the hemming and hawing about Louisville Surge. This is, big boy. This is a big boy program. This is what we do here at, UK, blah, 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 blah. And just to see in real time, Scott Drew, no thanks. Danny Hurley, $11 million, $100 million, he ain't coming. It doesn't matter how much money you try to throw at him. And then you go with, Mark Pope, who nobody thought would even be, in this discussion. Yeah, his name was mentioned a couple times, but that was like an
I scoffed at Blankenbaker when you bring the name up.
I scoffed at
Blankenbaker. Yeah, I was get out of here.
Exactly. And then if you just look – head-to-head, you saw that. I'm sure you saw that on Twitter last night. And, Diener, I was in your spaces, too, last night.
All up in my spaces.
Hearing the wide array of just, the anger, the frustration. And you're just like, guys, we have the opportunity to flip this rivalry, man. We really do. And I'm so excited that PK is at the helm.
You know, we have a big recruiting weekend this weekend. This now sets the table for Louisville to flip things around on the basketball side of things. It was a perfect case for Louisville fans, and last night, probably today as well. I'm sitting back with a big bag of popcorn, taking it all in.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing as well. I don't know if it's going to flip. I just want it to be interesting again. I mean, Andy made a really good point with Strible yesterday. We kind of knew, but we really didn't know how good we had it when it was Calipari and Patino, and both teams were rolling back-to-back national championships from both schools. No matter how good the players become, the drama and the theater of that was something that I don't even think we even fully appreciated at the time.
Oh, that's definitely accurate. I mean, again, and you talk about just what's happened with the team up the road. I mean, they push out a Hall of Fame coach, and again, I get it. He's underachieved. Nobody has done less with more than Calipari. But then you push out a Hall of Famer to settle on Mark Pope. Like, it just, you're just like, wow. You know what I mean? You're mm-hmm. shaking your head if you're a fan of the blue and white. Because, you know, you can't – and listen, he might turn out to be a great coach, you know. I mean, but still, on the surface as it stands right now, I mean, you could not have scripted it any mm-hmm. better if you're a rival of that team. Because, man, I mean, you saw it from the national reporters. Guys, when I first saw the Norlander tweet, like, I checked to see if it was fake, to see if it was the parody.
Oh, yes, I think really everyone did that. Okay. Yes.
Is that really Thamel, Norlander?
Yeah, I think everyone did that.
Yeah, because you heard his name kind of thrown out there every now and then, but you were just like, oh, that's going to be like option number 10 or 11, not 3, as far as we know. Then you had Chip Gaines trolling BBN, before and after the Drew decision. I mean, it was great. I mean, just an all-American week on social media, if you're a Louisville fan. And, you know, people were saying this is just in response to KP and a coaching search. I think this is karma, guys, from October 2015 mm-hmm. when the toothbrush thief, you know, produced that pamphlet. And I think this is all that karma coming back on BBN for all of the crap that they gave us. And then, you know, you had people openly pining for Patino to return. After all of the mud that you slang his way, you were ready to accept him back. But then you still set up for Pope. I mean, it's fantastic.
I just – can we play any of that – did Chase say he edited that audio yet with – the call, the guy on MySpace last night.
Yeah, the
night.
Guy on the Twitter.
James is working on it right now.
Oh, James
is working.
Okay, still, yeah.
Because
yeah.
they're an open revolt. Like, they are really just, like, the Kentucky fans are beside themselves because, you know, it's not that Mark Pope's probably would
Who
be
knows?
A good coach, maybe.
Who knows?
But
might yeah.
you can't replace John Calipari and Mark Pope.
I don't think. You know who else didn't think that is John Calipari, yeah. since he was, like, in Matt Jones's Twitter space last night.
Yes,
I don't know how to use Twitter. Then why are you in his Twitter space?
You're in his Twitter space listening to the Kentucky fans howl and cry and whine and moan about Mark Pope as their coach.
And who, yes, so who was enjoying him more, U of L fans or Calipari?
That's a great question.
Neck
he
and neck.
Was drinking.
I mean, he was yeah. his old self at that news conference the other day. He was his ego, everything, his fake jokes. He was like early Kentucky years, you know. And it's fun for me to see because it doesn't affect Louisville.
That's true. You know? True.
Exactly, guys. How much is that ticket going to be? When Arkansas comes up to Lexington next season.
Big
oh,
number.
My goodness.
Well,
big
if they're game. Not any good,
and you,
know
not, the
you know they're going
to
stay away. You know if Kentucky's not any good, they're not going to go to the game. They're going to stay away.
What are you talking about? That
they're
game.
They're going to be head in the sand.
That
nah.
is going to be epic. It's going to be like when Patino came back. It's going to be unbelievable.
Man, their ego is fragile. You've seen their BBN rewrites.
Okay, but you're not even going too far. You don't think they want to go to the game?
I don't know.
That will
if
be the hottest ticket that they have had all, you know, in years. Years.
Yeah, if they're good.
Oh, yeah.
Any way, shape, or form, yeah, I'm telling you.
And I have a feeling old Cal will probably relearn how to use Twitter because you know he can do those.
Well, he did last night.
Yeah, he sure picked it up in a hurry.
Yeah. He's listening to that. It was just a bombshell that he was listening to Matt Jones's Twitter space last night. That's hilarious.
Yes. Yes. Did Matt say anything about it?
I mean, don't know if he did or not. I didn't listen to it. I just got screened.
I just started on my own. I was like, this is too much fun. This is real. This is real. Y'all aren't kidding. But you're actually serious about this.
Yeah
sure were. Sure were. I don't know. It's just funny because it's the exact same things that were said, you know, slung the other way. So sorry, go ahead, Ethan. Go ahead.
No, yeah, you're exactly right. And so, and you know, people were clamoring here for Scott Drew. He turned Louisville down. I mean, we have to admit that. But at the same time, like, I have to admit, too, like, when you were looking at Scott Drew's resume, like, I didn't know until re-looking at it that he had only made it to the second weekend twice over the last decade. He was a three seed, and a one seed over the last 3 years, and lost in the second round the last three seasons. So it's like, and try to what we said to our friends up the road is like, there are very few Grand Slam home run hires out there. Hurley would have been a Grand Slam, but every other candidate has a lot of questions. Now Mark Pope has more than your average prospect. But still, I mean, there is just not, with this mass wave of Hall of Famers retiring, there's only seven coaches out there that have won, active coaches that have won a national title. So the pickings are slim. But, Drew, you mentioned it earlier. You know, a lot of these coaches, what we're seeing, are happy where they are with NIL, with the resources. There aren't just three or four programs that have it. There's several. And I think that really manifested itself in the search with Louisville and UK.
Yeah, and I mean, who in their right mind would have said how many years ago, yeah, the Baylor coach is going to turn down both Louisville and Kentucky. The Baylor coach. I mean, before, we only know Dave Bliss's name because of the awful thing that happened there. I mean, I don't know that I can name another Baylor basketball coach. Yeah. Yes, on the men's side.
There it is.
But no, they fired John Calipari because he kept losing in the first round.
They didn't fire him. He left.
Well, he left, but they ran him out of town. I mean, they kind of did. Anyway, Mark Pope lost to Duquesne in the first round.
Yeah. I also think
you push out a Hall of Famer for a coach that hasn't won a game in the tournament.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look up other basketball coaches.
But that can't sit well. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, man. But, you know, I do think, you know, we have a huge recruiting weekend in basketball this weekend. We have the momentum. We already have the excitement on our side. PK can lock up a couple of these guards that are visiting this weekend, man. Let's keep that momentum rolling.
Absolutely. I don't know. Anything else you just enjoyed more than another during this?
You know, I think I enjoyed the tournament. Once again, it was terrible that Louisville wasn't in it, but I enjoyed the tournament. I enjoyed search season. I just love the flight tracking, the speculation, the rumors. And, you know, if you would have – I have no idea what the odds were for Mark Pope getting the job, but I'm sure they had to be high.
Long.
And you see the fan interaction. I mean, the search season is great. You know, you have everything, and then when it finally comes to fruition, I mean, I was just telling, you know, friends this week, I don't want them to get Hurley or Oates. Anybody else I would have been pretty comfortable with. And Mark Pope, looking at his numbers, he's a good coach. I mean, he's good, but, like, not great. Nothing jumps off the page at you. But I also love the fact that within a two-week span, both programs have new coaches. Pat Kelsey has better numbers in every single metric. Winning percentage, NCAA tournament appearances, conference championships, conference tournament championships. Kelsey has a sizable lead in all of those categories. And again, when you're talking about changing the leadership, you're talking about changing momentum, having fans buy in, that just bodes well a little bit more. And I would argue for Louisville because we have that momentum and excitement on our side right now.
Well, it's going to be enjoyable to watch. So, Ethan, go out there and educate the youth of America.
All right, guys, y'all have a great weekend. And Drew, you got to get Max a Twitter space for you.
I know.
Breakdowns. That was
believe me,
great.
We got to work on. I said, send me your Twitter handle. It's the worst Twitter handle of all time. I don't even know what it is. So I mean, we're gonna have to just start that over this weekend because it's like I'll look it up. It was so bad. It was like
it can't be Max and a bunch of numbers.
Yeah, it was even worse than that. Let's see, what was it? I'll give him grief about this tomorrow. It's the number zero, and then spell out zero. So 0056709.
No,
what is that? Does that mean something?
I don't know, but it can't. That can't be it.
No, we've got to work on that.
No,
yeah,
Max Diener.
Yeah.
Max Diener.
Yeah.
Do that. Something. Just do that.
Somebody has that, by the way. I looked that up. Somebody has it. No, yeah.
Real Max Diener.
Well, maybe he could do something like Max Diener UFC, something with that phone in there as well. I had no idea, though, that the canvas would be light blue for the 300th.
There you go. But now you know. And now you know.
All right.
Appreciate it, man.
I got
you. Have
a good weekend.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the delay. We have an Ethernet line, but I can tell there's a delay there.
Could be the phone.
Nah, I think it's usually us if there's a delay. Okay. We'll test in a break. I don't know.
We'll test. But no, we got a Chris from Richmond on. How do we get Chris?
I'll put the bat signal up.
Oh, you did?
No, I will. I will. Okay. I'll put the bat signal
up. Because apparently he just tweeted from San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
And so I think he might be a little late, you know, or late riser. But his tweet was, it's a good thing these windows don't open. So I got to hear from Chris from Richmond this morning. I don't think it would be complete without that.
No.
So I need that on a Friday.
I agree. Hey, we're over here at Patterson. It's a big weekend for baseball. They only got three home ACC series left, and they're 500 in the league right now. And this is kind of a fork in the road kind of couple of weekends here because you got Virginia ranked number 9 in the country, and you got games 6 o'clock tonight. They got the food trucks that are unbelievable out here. The tacos, first of all, they go fast. And last time I was here, it was like, well, we only have this one kind left. And I was like, well, sure, I'll try it. It's a shrimp taco with, like, chopped almonds. Well, I was like, this is the best taco I've ever had.
This is the one you have left?
Out of truck. Yeah.
The other ones.
Yeah,
like,
seriously, as my thought, how good could the other ones have been if this is like the Milky Way of Halloween candy?
Right.
And
beautiful weather incoming for this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
I mean, I think today a little on the cool side, but tomorrow and Saturday, absolutely great. And then also, I think Louisville football has open practice tomorrow. I need to double check on that because Brady Brown was talking about it last night that they're going to have a bunch of visitors in.
Mm-hmm.
It's open. It's going to be a scrimmage. So that'll be really cool because we're talking about all the basketball recruits coming in. It's a big weekend, not only for baseball, but for football and basketball. There's a lot of stuff going on with Louisville Athletics this week.
Absolutely. We'll get back to it on the other side. In the meantime, if you're someone who needs to get some work done on your roof after all the damage that's been been done in the last few weeks, call Carlin. Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal, Jack Carlin. His birthday a couple days ago. Wish him a belated happy birthday if you see him. And then have him take care of your roof and go to battle with your insurance company.
Yes, he will.
Yeah.
Yes, he will.
Doing that for you.
I can definitely attest that Jack Carlin will go to battle with you.
Yes. And that's a guy that will be very blunt.
You will not wonder
what he means.
Yeah. My claims adjuster is...
Yeah,
I'm still
he's feeling
them,
it.
I'm still letting them.
He's probably gonna need counseling when Jack gets done with it.
We're gonna call him on Monday.
Yeah.
We're reestablishing.
Yeah, hire him a counselor when Jack gets done with him. But it's Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal online, carlinroofs.com. That's carlonroofs.com. It's Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. They replaced my entire roof a few years ago. They're going to battle Blankenbaker right now. And he won those with Keith Pointer as well. So, all right, hour number two ahead. Mike Lindsay may or may not show up.
You about ready to see Big Boy Coach Search? This is Big, this ain't Piddly Kitty Time, Fart Around Coach Search.